At that meeting in Cairn Donagh in December, the Minister gave us an assurance that following conclusion on Recommendation 1, which was planned for January 2018, we would have a decision on the issue of redress by end of May 2018. The Mike Action Group wrote to the Minister in February asking for an update, and we only received a reply a couple of weeks ago, and really we were given very little in terms of any progress that had been made to date. So we have responded to the Minister just the end of last week asking for some meaningful progress update on relation to this issue, and we've also asked that, given that there have been delays in the conclusion to the development of this protocol by the committee in Dublin, that he goes ahead and makes a decision on the issue of redress at the end of May as agreed.
And Minister English said in the Dáil last week that the protocol would be complete by the end of April. Now we know this is not the case, but he says that it will be published in the coming weeks. Are you hopeful that that will be the case?
Well, we are very hopeful that will be the case, and we know that there have been significant delays in that development, that protocol. As I say, that was due at the end of January. Now, even with the conclusion to that protocol, he has indicated there will be a 6-week period where it will go out for public consultation. So that will bring us up to the middle of May, and really after that there will be final tweaks and so on. I think it's very unlikely that, given his timeline that he gave us in December, that they will meet the deadline for the end of May. So what we are saying is that, given the delay to the development and publication of the protocol, we see no reason why they can't just go ahead and make a decision on redress, because our view is that protocol has to be established anyway, whether or not there is redress or not, and that one does not hinge upon the other. So we are asking for the decision still to be made, even if the protocol is still out for public consultation and is still having final tweaks. We don't see any reason why that should delay the decision on redress.